And this news update's being brought to you by Flannery Automall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Automall of Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Michael Eppenbrock was sentenced on Monday, November 3rd, on charges of a larceny of a building and financial transaction habitual second offense. He received 18 months probation and must successfully complete the Thinking Matters program. He was ordered to pay $108 in restitution and will serve 90 days in jail with credit for 4 days served. During Tuesday's election, voters in Mayville Community School District rejected the ballot request in a vote of 625 no to 437 yes, according to the unofficial results. The district asked voters to approve the non-homestead tax of 2 additional mills for 5 years for operations. The proposal would have restored standard 18 millage rate for operations that was decreased by the Headley Amendment to the state constitution. The millage was necessary for the district to receive state's per pupil foundation allowance, which is the majority of funding for schools. Federal and local authorities in Michigan foiled a suspected ISIS-inspired terror plot ahead of Halloween weekend, assuring residents there was no ongoing threat to the community. The FBI arrested at least 5 young people aged 16 to 20 at 3 locations, 2 homes in Dearborn and 1 in Inkster, after an investigation that monitored online chat room communications and firearms training activities. Sources say the group was reportedly planning an attack timed for Halloween, referencing Pumpkin Day in an online conversation and practicing with AK-47 rifles at gun ranges. Officials confirmed that the plan was inspired by previous ISIS-related plots in Michigan, though the latest scheme was not fully formed and no specific target was disclosed. The operation by the FBI included executing search warrants and seizure of phones, computers, and other evidence. Dearborn and Inkster police announced additional security measures for the weekend, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer expressed gratitude for the rapid action of federal and state law enforcement. Public statements released by the local police and the FBI repeatedly emphasize that following the arrest, no current threat exists for residents in the affected communities. The investigation continues, but as of last weekend, authorities are confident the threat has been neutralized. And we will return right after this.
Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe is paying top dollar for your trade-in. We need your pre-owned vehicle. Hurry to Flannery Auto Mall for top dollar on your trade-in. If you need service, we have you covered. GM factory-trained technicians assure quality service and genuine GM parts at competitive pricing. When you have GM service work performed at Flannery Auto Mall, your vehicle becomes part of the electronic record system with General Motors, so you can view your entire service history with the touch of a button. Ask about free pickup and delivery or shuttle service within the vicinity of Bad Axe.
This is Service Manager Mike Herman. Flannery Auto Mall is now your go-to place for new tires, with low pricing and the best installation. With the latest Road Force technology tire balancer for a smoother ride, come see us at Flannery Auto Mall, located just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe.
And this is Body Shop Manager John Katanko. From a small dent to major collision work, we guarantee the best professional body repair in the Thumb at Flannery Auto Mall.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back with more news. In Indianapolis, a new public health initiative is providing direct cash support to pregnant women in neighborhoods with high infant mortality. Eligible recipients receive over $1,000 to spend on critical needs, including medical care and baby supplies. The program aims to reduce disparities by removing barriers to prenatal health. Early feedback from families has been overwhelmingly positive. City officials hope the pilot will serve as a national model if successful. and researchers are evaluating the outcomes as they occur over the next year. And the Nobel laureate, Michael Spence, issued a warning on the global risk of AI. Spence predicted specific economic shifts, noting that while some innovators may profit, millions could face job losses. The remarks have sparked debate at tech conferences around the world. Analysts say responses from labor and business leaders are mixed. Governments are discussing new policy proposals to manage AI's economic impact. The development underscores concerns about rapid technological change. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.
Shop locally this holiday season, keeping your money in our local economy, and buy American. As you make this a red, white, and blue Christmas, WLEW gives you a chance to also make it a green Christmas. Visit area merchants, enter your name in the WLEW luck bucket to be eligible for the $1,200 shopping spree.
$1,200?
A budget boosting $1,200 Christmas shopping spree. Must be 18-200, no purchase necessary.
This is going to be more fun than a Grinch knock-knock joke. Who's here?
Register to win the $1,200 shopping spree from the following businesses: Ayers Home Furnishing, East Huron TV and Appliance, Thumb Office Supply, Builders First Source, Main Street Mercantile, Green Acre Landscaping, Bottoms Up Bar, all of Bad Axe, and Hilltop Nursery of Verona.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.